Blog Talk Radio.
Con. There are those who would say that Berlin's perhaps most charming songs were written when he was quite young, such as the following example, which I will sing for you. Johnny was bashful and shy. Nobody understood why.
Will confess anything if I give him the wife look.
What? What? Is it about the milk? There was enough for a cup of coffee when I put it back in the fridge. What? What? Is this about the last piece of cake? I didn't know you were saving it for later, and I ate it. What? What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate my last piece of cake? That's right, I've been married a long time, and the secret to a long marriage is date night. You gotta have date nights. You know those nights where you go out twice a week? Good wine, good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. It works. And another thing, too, my husband's always on some kind of fad diet. He's always on a fad diet. His latest diet now is just he's just gonna eat bananas and coconuts. Bananas and coconuts. That's all he's gonna eat. Just bananas and coconuts. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Oh, my little monkey man. Go, get up there. You know, thing about diets, they say it's all about portion control. That's why I wear my reading glasses when I eat. Oh, well, I'll never finish that. No one ever says, let's go out for English. We have. No one ever says, I'm feeling like something bland and all the same color. Where can we go? Because they give their food scary names. Names like blood pudding, blood sausage, and my favorite, spotted dick. I don't want any spotted dick. No, thank you. I'll hold off on that. You know why that is, though? Because the English don't use vegetables. They don't have vegetables with their meals. No real colored vegetables. Unless you count the queen. Hello! Count her. And Scottish, you got that beat with something called haggis. Like a sheep's bladder stuffed with all kinds of inedible things. You know they call it haggis? I found out why they call it haggis, because that's the sound you make when you eat it. Hey, good news. They just released a new cure for insomnia. This is terrific. Yep. It's Lincoln on DVD. Lincoln on DVD. Personally, I don't think he should have got the Academy Award for playing somebody nobody ever heard. But, you put on a beard. You look like him. Good enough. And, you know, I didn't think it was such a great tag. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you Lincoln fans. Lincoln fans. Thanks for going to take me down over Lincoln. Get her! She hates Lincoln! I just thought it was like, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis, who knew? And then I thought, in my own head, I'm seeing my own movie of what really happened. And so it was like Lincoln and Mary, they're hanging out. Hey, Mary, what's going on up there? Why is everybody fighting? What? I gotta do something special? What should I do? Free people? Ooh, all right. That sounds like a good idea. Maybe I'll get my picture on a penny. Oh, shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, why is everybody wearing blue and gray? Aren't there any other colors? Why are they all wearing blue and gray? Why is everybody fighting? What? What? Shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, what are we doing tonight? What? Again? What do you mean? Would it kill me to go to the theater? Help myself. I'm sick. That was my version. And then the other movie's out. Oh, Les Mis. I went to see Les Mis. And true to its name, I came out more miserable than I was. All I kept thinking was, Anne Hathaway, here, have my popcorn. Eat something. And then the music was making me crazy. It was like, if the movie is too long and it seems like the same song, then no doubt you're trapped in here watching Les Mis. I had a dream this film would end, but it goes on and on forever. Yeah, it's true. When I was little, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more didn't speak Spanish. I always knew who the villain of the film was because she was always that skinny little woman all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box while standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase, there would always be a beautiful young woman say something like, "Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?" And the woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box, inside of it a man's head, "Ayúdame, ayúdame." Would fall the box down from the stairs, boom, 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 and on the feet, she'd go, "Ah!" Well, the top of the stairs go, "Ha, ha, 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 ha!" And that was every film I saw. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a pet. My mother was from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane sugar cane. Don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. And she always had these mom wisdoms she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms, these cliches, or glitches, as she called them. You don't have to listen to this, glitches is going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh my God, oh man. But she was great. She gave me good advice about finding a husband. She said, "Mira, Nancy, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones, they never last." So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I always wanted to be there to answer all his little boy questions, but I would forget the first day he turned to me and his little innocent eyes asked me, "Mommy, where do babies come from?" And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked down at him and I said, "Well, honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka." I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was growing up, and my mother would brush my really curly hair, and I'd go, "Ow, ow!" And she'd go, "Well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby?" And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So with that in mind, I went out, and you can help me with this too, and I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And I'm going to cue you, and when I go like this, you go, there it is. There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who like a million other lads swam around in boredom, a searching for that special lad who lay in a foreign land, instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hundred. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She'd only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged a manly grin, in he plunged a manly grin, and that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. Excellent! love there. That's very, very nice. You know, I like to think of this, by the way, I don't like to think of this as my chest. No, no. I like to think of this as the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day. I catch up on it. Whee! And I don't think of these as just breasts. No, I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, say you're at a grocery store and you're trying to reach something. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? I'm not up there. I'm such a nice man. Yeah. There we have you. How are you? We're doing good. Okay. Good here. Well, it's been a lot of fun, good stuff coming up. Looking at what's going on here. Take your hands off your lap. That's really weird. He's got a bottle like this and he's got both hands right there. I don't know if it's a message. I'm laughing with you, sir. The fact that you wore sunglasses at night. But, okay, sorry. I've got some handsome people in there, too. Guess what I think I'll pick on you? Because you look like kangaroos dressed for today. Blue. I'm going to do a matching set. That's nice. I like the white socks. That's the rebel in you, I suppose. The rebel, huh? What's your name, sir?
Joe.
Okay, of course it is. What do you do for a living, Joe?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse? Of course you are! You're a nurse. Now, nurse, what degree of nursing are you?
I'm associate's degree.
What is it?
Associate's degree. I'm an RN.
Oh, an RN. Okay, so you're up to giving the needles then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You can give needles. I want to befriend all nurses, just I don't even know where I'm going to end up with my mind. that's great. So you're in what hospital?
I actually do home care.
You do home care on top of it. That's why you're so casual. You do home care? That's great. You got associates. And what's your favorite food?
I've actually
pretzels. I never considered them actual food. What if we got, honey? I don't know. Pretzels, yeah! Pretzels, okay. For dinner, pretzels, fast mustard. And do you have any hobbies there, Joe?
Yeah, I watch a lot of football.
You watch a lot of football? I'm not surprised. Nothing about you surprises me, Joe. But, you know, what a coincidence. Hit it. I happen to have written a song about your life, and it goes like this. You ready, Joe?
Ready.
You got a special dance.
little goons.
Just the lad I've been looking for. Clamber on my head, Fred. Whence all but you have fled, Fred. There is no contesting, I've no way of manifesting how much I'd prefer you dead, Fred.
Oh, I'm glad you let me make that in, because I trust you too.
Gratify your whim, Jim.
Jim? What happened to Fred?
He changed his name.
What to?
Chunky. Tell me, can you swim, Jim?
No, Jim cannot swim.
Then step upon this plank, son. On the river bank, son. Which I have carefully arranged so that it will suddenly tip up and throw you into 30 feet of muddy water as you upset the trim by stepping on the rim, Jim.
Okay, stop for cheating me, is it, Captain?
Of course not, dear boy. Just walk along it a bit further.
Ready, Harding. Here I am, on the edge of the nice little wooden crab plank. Okay, that lovely day for a naughty plank, well. You're drowning me. I do not like this game. I got this. When I say I trust you, I don't want to be drowned. Because I do not like that kind of game, blues. I don't like naughty tricks that go splooty splat. They say harm can come to a young lad like that. And I do not like explosions that blow me back for Christmas out of my elfy sights of potting shoes. I don't like being wetted by nasty April showers. And I do not like being nutted by Eiffel and Blackpool Towers. So I do not want to be founded, nutted, deaded, headed, flatted, faded. I don't like that kind of stuff, blues. I don't like that. I've got dim, blin, button, blues.
Still alive? Take this cigarette, pet.
Good time.
No, don't light it yet, pet.
That I won't be deaded or nothing, Captain?
No, no, don't be frightened.
All right, then. I'll just put a match to it and... Here, I can swing you. You're digging me again. I can't play this button game no more. Yeah. Picks up fretted kneecaps, replaces lug in luggo, and exits through little hole in middle of back out.
I'm walking backwards for Christmas. Oh, no. Oh, no, that's near the side, isn't it?
The Goons, don't forget the George Bettinger Show, the Mom and Pop Shop Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on TuneIn Radio right here in Miramar. That's what you go to, TuneIn Radio right here in Miramar. And it's the George Bettinger Show. I want to check him out always. All righty. Gosh, time goes fast when you're doing a radio show with a cult. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. Remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. And you can also watch my TV show tonight, www.mnn.org, Channel 2. Three stations in New York City, otherwise just watch it on the internet, and let's just go out with a little Irene and Lupal for Christmas. Thank you all for listening today. Hope you have a good day. Sorry about the false start up front. That was really weird. Don't forget Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday, 4 p.m., Blog Talk Radio, and follow her blog. All right, we'll go out with a little Irene and Lupal in there. Special Christmas wish for you.
Hello, I'm Irina,
and I'm Lubov,
and this is our Christmas extravaganza special. We hope you enjoy. Okay, hit me, lady.
Now one, two, three, go. and joy from our family to yours.
Happy holiday!
I think we are very good.
All right. Happy Christmas, everyone. All right. Big kiss. Bye-bye. Stay warm. Take zinc.